afternoon, Outliers.
How y'all doing today? Happy March 19th. Happy day of the week. Is this Tuesday? Yeah, happy Tuesday to you. Today is my younger son's birthday, Elliot. He's turning 9 years old today. And then my older son, his birthday is on April 1st. It is no longer April Fool's Day in our family. That is Colin's birthday. And he will be turning 12. So we got a busy and expensive couple of weeks starting today. That's for sure. Hope y'all are having a fantastic day. Thank you all so much for coming live. I want to put on this shirt today. This is actually one of my all-time favorite shirts. I have to show it to you. So some of you that have been hanging around with me for a while will know that I had a Mini Cooper for 8 years. All-time favorite car, paid cash for it, and I loved it. I mean, it was so much fun. It was turbocharged. That thing was, for the time, blazing fast. Just had so much fun throwing that Mini Cooper around, right? It was one of my dream cars, and I always wanted it, and I got one, and I drove it for 8 years. And then one day, my dad was going to the hospital, actually get a pacemaker put in, the day he was having his pacemaker put in. And so I drive in the hospital. He gets out of the car. The car is literally smoking. He doesn't see it. And thank God he didn't see it, because he's a very neurotic person anyway. And if he had seen that, the whole day would have been shot. And I'm like, oh, geez. So I park the car. I walk inside. I catch my mom and I'm like, there's something wrong with my car. I need to go look at it. So she's like, okay, go ahead. So he's sitting in the waiting room doing his thing. And I go to the AutoZone close by. And I get some stop leak and some coolant, and I put that in. And I'm like, surely that'll handle it. And then I drove them home, and we went to a Mexican restaurant, one of his favorite Mexican restaurants. And in the Mexican restaurant, you know, we had our thing, and we came out, and there's a giant puddle under my car. Still, I'm not telling him that there's a problem, because he's got enough stress on his plate that day. And so I get him home. I go back to my house, put all the more stop leak, more coolant back in. And I'm like, well, fingers crossed, it'll work. The next morning, it was like every fluid that was in the car was out of the car and on the garage. I'm telling you, everywhere. Now, granted, this car had 150,000 miles on it, right? It wasn't new. And I wasn't like super easy on it. I loved that car. It was so much fun. So I was like, well, I've been wanting a Tesla for a while anyway. I guess now it's an excuse to go get one. And so I was like, I got to get rid of this car, right? So I'm going to sell it to Carvana. And when I went to, I was like, I can't show up with a car that has no fluids in it. So I take it to a mechanic, and this mechanic, in fact, and they gave me this free t-shirt, which is really cool. And the back is a humongous one of their logos, as you can see. And I was like, that is so cool of you guys to give away this awesome shirt. And it's one of those like Under Armour Tech Material shirts. Needless to say, they quoted me $4,400 to fix everything. And I was like, dude, I'm going to have this car for about 72 more hours. Whatever it takes so I can drive it down the road is all I need. I don't care. And so like $500 later, they're like, okay, that should get you by. So took it to Carvana. I think I got $3,200 for it. So, I mean, it was a total loss at that point. But managed to get by, right? It was enough to pay for the tax on my Tesla. And of course, I was super stoked to get my Tesla. And my family got me this exact replica Hot Wheels of my Tesla Model Y Performance. And it's pretty freaking sweet. Long story, didn't have to tell you all that, but I just thought it was interesting because I love this shirt. So that's why I'm wearing it today. Rad Beat, good morning. Good afternoon, I should say. Donna, hey, Yorn, what's up, dude? Okay, so enough of the jibber jabber. Let's jump into our market analysis. There we go. Okay, so to share with you a little bit, last night I was in bed. This is my thing. I'm telling you, this is my jam. I don't stop thinking about trading. Like, it's on my mind all day, all night. Unless I'm thinking about Teslas and Mini Coopers. So the other couple days ago, I did a lot of backtesting. And I found that when you add in, I spent some time on this yesterday, so I won't go into too much detail. When you add in the layering of a green overlay plus a buy signal, irrespective of what MMFI or anything else is doing. 69% win rates when the percent of stocks on the bull list, let that load just for a second, is less than 50%. Over 50%, 75% win rate. 2.5% average return when the bull list is over 50%. 4.4% when it's over 50%. These are tremendous numbers. These are ludicrous numbers. And you can find these exact numbers. Just download the watch list. All of the stocks that are still showing a buy signal in 2024. You'll get this exact same data. So I was like, whoa, this is monster. So I guess market breadth really in this case with outlier doesn't make too much of a difference. Now, if you're getting a stock, and the easiest way to find that the overlay is you just pop this open and show you see the overlay colors right there. That's pretty handy, right? And you can filter now. We couldn't filter before the 2.0. So greens, full list on the greens. So you can filter off all the reds. You can filter off all the whites, which don't perform anywhere close to the greens. So then last night I was laying in bed and I'm like, I wonder what does, like legitimately I was laying in bed. I wonder what the short back testing would look like. So I pulled the data and I'm actually in bed. This is a screenshot from my phone on Google Sheets. And I was like, no freaking way. This is better. This is even better, right? So 2.5, let's say average 3.25 average return, 70-ish% win rate going long. Going short, you're not going to believe this. Average return, basically over 8%. What? Win rates in the 75% range on average? What? And that's combining a short, combining a sell signal. So the bear list, combining a bear list with red overlays. So like this one right here. And I'm looking at the data and I'm like, this is not possible. Right? And it just shows like these average returns going short in a green overlay. Don't even attempt it. Going short in a white overlay. That's okay. Going short in a red overlay, give me it. No freaking way. Like, I love doing this on a daily basis with you guys because you can see just how excited I get because I am a trader and I use this and I am a partner with Outlier. And to see what this can do boggles my mind. I don't know the workings of this. This is all Mahesh and Mark. Boggles my mind just how well this can pull through. So super, super stoked about that. Now, so that was while I was laying in bed. A couple things. We had someone in the Discord suggest these, right? We already got it. We already got it on the buy signals. Mahesh said that the sell signals will be updated by tomorrow. So that's cool. That's a nice improvement, a nice UI improvement. And remember, we do this for you guys, right? I love to trade. This is my jam, and I can trade it with you guys. Now, there are two things that I want to talk about real quick before we jump into trading. First, Leo in the Discord had talked about selling options. Now, if you have a copy of the Secret Investing book, right? If you have a copy of my book here, I go into a pretty good amount of detail as far as selling options, right? When I wrote that, I was an avid option seller, right? But I still wasn't making money. And so I actually sought out some help. I was like, okay, listen, I know that this is legit what happened to me. And I'm just going to recap the story real quick. You can read it in the Discord. I was like, there has to be people who have made real money in the market. I need to go talk to them. So I put out my feelers, right? And I was able to connect with 5 of the market wizards, Mark Minervini, Jack Schwager, Larry Hite, Jason Shapiro, and Tom Basso. And then of course my very favorite mentor of all time is Steve Burns. Steve Burns is somebody that I owe mainly everything to. So this is Steve on Twitter, if you want to follow him. The biggest thing that I learned was when I was talking to Minervini, he said, Chris, this is why your trades suck. I'll never forget that. I was like, oh man, that hurt, right? Having one of your heroes just stab you in the back. And then Steve said to me, I used to trade that way too. And then I realized I wanted to make money. And I was like, all right, Chris, you need to shut the frick up and listen to these guys because they have actually made real money. So I learned as much as I possibly could. Larry Height and Minervini and Steve Burns were definitely the biggest impacts on me. Larry Height is the one who taught me the strategy we use every day with the deep in the money options. You can Google it. It's called stock replacement strategy. And essentially, it's how you can get incredible leverage on a stock and have it behave like a futures contract, which is super cool. And then what else was I going to say? And then taking losses. Man, when he talked to me, it was like every other thing he would tell me. He's like, Chris, take losses. Chris, take losses. Do this and that. Make sure you take losses. And man, I have so much that I owe to them. But a lot of that, where I'm going with this, is selling options. It's a very, very skewed risk to reward. Like, I remember 10 to 1, right? Risking 10 to make 1. And it was not uncommon. It was super common to have at least 5 to 1, right? I have to put up 5 and I might make 1. So if I lose, it takes me 9 perfect winners in a row to make up for the 1 loser. And trust me, I was losing all the time. So because of that, I was like, there is no way I'm going to continue to do that. So Leo, I hope that this story was helpful to you. But at the end of the day, the objective here is to maximize returns, minimize risk. And the way you do that is not by selling options. Absolutely not. Hey, Victor. Hey, Jean-Louis. Que paso? Well, no, I guess que paso is not Jean-Louis. I don't know. Teach me some French. I live in Texas. I know a decent amount of Spanish. Yorn. Thanks, dude. So either way, I thought I'd share that. Now, there was a question here from, no. Look, dude, I live in Texas, all right? When I see this, I read it as comment Kava. I know that's not right. I'm going to have to Google how to say that. Okay, hang on. There was a question that I wanted to answer because I forgot to answer it yesterday. I felt like a total jerk. The better put strategy. Okay. So inside of the Secret Investing book, which you can get a free download of it in the Discord, I talk about the better put and better call strategies. Give me just a second here. I need to build that up. Should have done this ahead of time. Sorry. This is a really cool website called optionstrat.com. Build. I'm going to show you a really cool strategy called the better put. I named it that. But I don't use it. I used to, but I don't use it anymore. Now let me explain how it works. So imagine this is a call, right? So 515 call. This is where's at the money? Is it at the money? Let's go like 560. All right. So let's say a SPY 560 call. What's the expiration here? April 19th. All right. 560 call on the SPY. Right, it's hella out of the money. Let's move it up a little bit. Instead of 560, let's do like 530. All right, 530 call. There. So that costs you, let's say, $2.20. The way that you build what I call the better put is you sell a put spread, and then you buy a long call with the premium that you sell it for. So let's show you what that would look like. So we would sell a put close to the money. So let's say 513. So it's still out of the money as a put. And then we'd buy another put a little bit further away. So let's say if that's 513, let's say 508. So that's $5 wide, still buying the call. The total. Here we go. Now that still comes up with a debit. In order to do that, you have to get a credit. The only way that this works is if you have a credit. So in this case, I couldn't do it here. So let's move this out from 530 to 540. All right, let's move this down to 540. Okay, 94 cent credit. Check this out. This is actually really cool and why I liked it so much. So the current price is roughly $514.50, right? That's the current price right now. It can go down to the break-even point. Here it is, of $512.09. So it can go down $3 and you still are profitable on this trade at expiration. But if it goes up, then it will still profit in this range here until it hits the long call, and then it has unlimited profitability with it. So the reason that this is cool is A, it profits all over the place, right? It can go down and you still profit. It can go up and you still profit. And it can do nothing and you can still profit. Sounds cool, right? Sounds really cool. But let's say the stock only moves, like let's say the SPY goes from 515 to 520, right? You'd make $91. If it went to 538, you'd still make $91. If it went down to 513, you'd still make $91, right? You don't really make all that much in here where the likelihood is at. But if it goes up a lot, you're doing pretty good. Now, if it goes down, of course, your risk is limited. But that is the way that this works, right? You're taking in a credit, so you've got this whole range right here where the stock can be profitable. Let me zoom in just a little bit. There, that's a little bit better. You've got this whole range right here where it can be profitable, and then you can make even more profit. So it's a pretty cool strategy, right? You have to be mega bullish to really like profit from it. But the thing is that, like, let's say,
hey there, did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It goes up to 525 from 515-ish to 525. You're not making much money, right? You're making $91 instead of, like, if we change this and this, add a long call deep in the money at 525, the way that I trade now, you're making $500 instead of 91. Big difference, huge difference, right? Same endpoint of 525. I'm making $500, but if you are running the better put strategy, better call strategy, I should say, you're making 91. Okay. Big difference. But if you like the high win rate strategy, if you like this profit curve where it can go down and you still make money, look, this absolutely could work for you. So it's a cool strategy. I just don't trade it anymore. But you absolutely could and still do pretty well with it. So either way, let's move on. I apologize for having forgotten that yesterday, but I'm not going to apologize for welcoming you to the Outlier Trading Room. This is how to trade in only 10 minutes a day and exactly how to take the guesswork out of trading. Now, I am a partner with Outlier, and my style of trading using Outlier, and this is my style of trading using Outlier, but Outlier delivers new opportunities every single day. So it always starts with the market, right? One thing I do want to do, because we talked about the short, the general, we talked about these short results, how ridiculously good they are. I want to start paper trading these. I want to see for myself if the market's going up and I add in these short positions, am I just screwing the pooch here, right? Am I wasting time, wasting money? Or is there really something to this where I can be long and short at the same time while the market's doing its own thing? So I am going to start paper trading these and we're going to do it together. Right? That way we can keep track, because I'm not just going to jump in full bore, throw money at it, especially when I'm going against the market trend. So in this case, I'm still looking for the 10 over the 20, price over the 50 on the SPY. Which we have. Of course we have. It's never going to go down, it looks like. No, never. So, famous last words, right? So it's definitely going upward. So now today we're actually going to look at the planned exit points. Now, I always look to number one. Many of you have never seen me do this. So number one thing we do every single day before putting on a new trade is reduce risk. Don't take a trade. Don't do anything else until you have reduced risk today. How do we reduce risk, right? We follow these rules. So let's go look at our two stocks we have on right now. It's PSX and GoDaddy, GDiddy. All right, I explained this so I can delete it now. All right, so remember, we hit this yesterday, yesterday's low, 156.31. You can see today's low was within a couple pennies of it. And I don't put orders into the market, okay? I wait until the end of the day because it's basically at where we got in yesterday, right? It's unchanged from where we got in. But we need to go through this. Is it hitting the 10 EMA? No, that's way down here. A half ATR was somewhere around here. And yesterday's low is the closest point here. So I don't have a reason to exit from a stop out perspective. So let's go look at our selling into strength perspective. Going over to this, we're going to exit the door. I'm not answering that. Go to PSX. And let that load for a moment. Zoom in. I love the zoom in feature. My favorite thing about this is watching it go from weekly candles to daily candles, just like that. Whew, so smooth, like butter. Okay. So if we were less than G15 to 20, that's where I'd exit. In fact, I made a note on the chart to make it easy, selling into strength at G27, which would be 5 points higher than where we got in. So if you look in this line up here, you'll see the color value on the heat map. Yesterday was G22, today's G24. So I don't have a reason to exit, right? I have no reason to exit. It's not a stop out point. It's not a selling into strength point. So I hold it, right? Following the plan. I know what I'm going to do. I know what I'm going to do. There is no guessing here. That's why I always say, taking the guesswork out of trading. You know what you're going to do. Don't be scared, right? Losses happen. No big deal. Wins happen. No big deal. All the same. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like it's a Trading in the Zone is by far one of my all-time favorite books about trading. And I mean, one of the things he says is like, it's just data. It's just numbers. Like, don't take it personal. If you lose, just take it off. So you got to have that sort of laissez-faire to these trades. So PSX stays on. GDiddy. Let's go to GoDaddy. GDiddy. Let's go through our list. Is it hitting the 10 EMA, half ATR, or below yesterday's low? Yesterday's low, 10 EMA, half ATR. Nope, all is good. Now, for tomorrow, we'll raise this up to the bottom of this candle, which is 118.15. So that'll be the exit point for tomorrow. I know what I'm going to do. Let's go to PSX real quick. I did want to mention this. So yesterday's low, 156.31. Today's low was 156.28. So it's 3 cents lower. Never for the rest of your life, lower your stop out points, lower your planned exit points. You will never do that again. Who told me that? I feel like it was Larry Hyatt, but it may have been Tom Basso or both. It's like, look, if you put this on and you commit to getting out at 156.31, and even if today's candle goes 3 cents below there, right? That doesn't mean you now get to tweak it down. No, no, no. You're only going to tweak it up from this point. You're only going to reduce risk. That's what I said a minute ago. You're only going to reduce risk. You will never add risk. If I tweaked this down by 3 cents, I'd be adding risk. So I'm not going to do that. Hell no. Now, for GDiddy, let's see if I need to get out 5 points higher. So selling a strength at G32 or higher. Zoom in. All right. Yesterday was G27. Today is G28. I'm looking at this bar up here. So it is not, like I said, G28. It is not a selling to strength candidate. So all is good there. So let's move on. Right? Before we do anything, we look to take off any trades. Now we move on. So we're going to grab outliers signals for today, filter on the reds and the greens. And like I say, we're going to be looking to paper trade the sell signals. So I've already done that here. This is the longs. This is the shorts. I've already dropped them into my own list that I created in TrendSpider. I just like to pop this up. You don't have to buy TrendSpider, but if you want it, there's a discount code for you. So outlier long scanner. That's not outlier long list. So it's not very many, right? And then I run a quick scanner on these. Now the scanner is just going to check for, are they above their own 10-day moving average? Are the moving averages crossed up? And is there any order blocks in the way, right? When I mean order blocks in the way, this is an example of that. An order block is a big institutional order that can be used as support or resistance. The ones that are coming through here do not have any order blocks in the way. See this one? I've actually traded it in the past. Let me remove my notes. There's an order block in the way. So even though it looks great, I'm not going to trade it. So the only two that pass through here is Allstate and L. I don't know what L is. Lowe's. That's not the Lowe's down the street, though. That's low WS. Either way. So you've got Allstate and Lowe's Corporation. Now, because there's only two, we can just strategy test really quick. On the strategy test, the back test here, that's the scanner, right? Price and direction of the trend, no earnings and no order blocks. It's a really, really simple back test. It's just like, is a MACD crossed over? Is price greater than the 10 EMA? And then just, I did add this today, is price close greater than yesterday's low, right? Because it could still be like right here, but it's below yesterday's low, and that's an exit point for me. I'm not an entry point. So the back test is ultra easy, just above the 10 EMA, less than the 10 EMA as the exit point. And all we want to do is just check for positive expectancy, which in this case, as you can see, this is the only number I care about. If this is a negative number like this, that's negative expectancy, and I'm not trading it. So this one here, 6.7, has positive expectancy. I like that. So I would be interested in all. Now let's go look at, that was the TrendSpider backtest. Let's look at the outlier signals backtest. Hey, Brian. Let's go to all. Now, I haven't actually checked this point yet, so this will be new to both of us. Performance summary, pop that open. Outlier, positive expectancy, 25.23%. Very cool. I love seeing this backtest right here on the chart. It is just the coolest thing. So Allstate is looking real mighty fine. Let's keep going. So this is the only one. So we want to look at 21 days to expiration, 250 plus open interest, less than 50 cent bid ask spread, 20% or so extrinsic value, generally around the 80 delta. So if I go into Tastyworks and I go to all, go to April, because that's 21 days more than 21 days, I should say. I was looking at this earlier. So this is 30 cents wide. This has plenty of liquidity. Open interest is in the 400,000 or 400s. It's 72 delta, which doesn't matter all that much. So 219 over $9 is how much? Oh, 24%. It's actually less than I thought. I thought it'd be about 30%. Clearly, Chris doesn't know math, because that would be like $3, wouldn't it? Shut up. All right. Three. I have no reason not to take that trade. Why do I have no reason not to take that trade? It fits all my criteria. 24% is totally fine. 30 cents wide. It fit from a chart perspective. So this is a trade I'm going to put on. I wasn't 100% sure until right now. Okay. So this is Allstate, April 19th, 155 calls. I'm going on my business account on the other screen to put this in. Allstate, April 19th, 155 calls. Let's see where we can get filled. So probably start at nine. Oh. I'm sorry. You've got to get your position size. Always, always, always get your position size, right? I have this scanner that I built for you. You can link to it inside of how to the trade in 10 minutes channel. Click this one right here, outlier scanner. Sometimes Google has been fighting me the last couple of days. There you go. There's your position size. So grab your position size. And of course, when you put your data in here, be sure to change that. All right, let me try. I'm going to start at 9. Hang on, what is it? 9 on the dot. Review and send. All right, that's working. Let's pull this up over here. Okay, I'm not filled at 9. Let's go 9:05. Okay, I'm in. Average fill price, 9:05. Let me write that down. So I'm in on 319 in all state. Long calls. At, I said 9:05, right? Yeah. Okay. Let me drop that in the Discord. All right, 319, trade number one. Bought 419. Who was that again? Allstate. That was, which calls was that? 155 calls for 905. And it is currently at this very moment 161.62. Okay, so that's three positions on for me. Add that to my main list. And then let's go through real quick, because this is the only one of the day. Add in our notes. 1, 2, 3, 4. Here we go. Got it at 160, 162. Yep. Okay, opening. Half ATR, so 282 is one ATR divided by two, $1.41. $1.41 from 160 to 162 is 160.21. Right, almost in line with the 10 EMA. That's interesting. So the 10 EMA is closer. So we'll go with that. Okay. Just like 20 cents closer, but still. And then we need to go one ATR above for when we roll it. So 282. 164.44. And then the next one is 167.26. All right, so when we hit those points, we'll look to roll up. And then currently, what shade of green are we at? G13. So my exit point is when it gets up to G15, which legitimately could be tomorrow, okay? It totally could be tomorrow. Or it may take a few days, I don't know. But if it lands into anywhere between G15 and G20, I get out. All right, so that used to be color shading, but now we can be a lot more specific. So when it goes from G13 to G15, I'll look to get out. And I'll say on here, and I'll sell into strength at G15 plus. So that's it. We know exactly what we're going to do with Allstate. Isn't that cool? Right? There's no reason to ever be in the market and be scared. There's no reason. Well, let me rephrase that. You shouldn't be scared if you're position sizing correctly. But there's no reason to ever be in the market and be scared, honestly, when you know what you're going to do. But if something happens and you're like a deer in the headlights, and you're like, oh my God, something happened. I don't know what to do. That's where you get yourself into trouble. So that's going to wrap it for today. One new trade in Allstate. That puts us with three trades on the board. PSX, GDiddy, and Allstate. So thank you all so much for coming to today's Outlier Trading. We'll be right back here tomorrow, ready to put on some more trades. Have a fantastic afternoon. We'll talk soon.